With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another country is joining a group of nations considered among America's closest allies outside of the NATO alliance.
We're taking our military cooperation to even greater heights by formally designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, which is something that is very important to them.
President Trump announcing the move during last evening's White House dinner for Saudi Arabia's crown prince. Mr. Trump also announced future Saudi investments in the U.S. totaling up to $1 trillion.
This opening up of the new avenues of cooperation between the United States and Saudi Arabia is really unprecedented.
An interesting side note, Elon Musk attended the White House dinner. As far as we know, it was his first time back at the White House since his falling out with the president over that big, beautiful bill. By an overwhelming margin, Congress has voted to release all government files on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Acting with lightning speed on Tuesday, the House and Senate approved a bill requiring the Justice Department to publicly release the files. The congressional action happened on a single day after months of delay and attempts by President Trump not to release the documents. Since taking office, he had denounced the Epstein matter as a hoax pushed by Democrats, before saying last weekend that Republicans should approve the bill. Greg Clugston, The White House.
More arguments are scheduled today before a judge as former FBI Director James Comey fights for dismissal of the criminal case against him. His lawyers hope to convince the judge that Comey is a target of vindictive prosecution. He's accused of making a false statement and obstructing Congress. He has pleaded not guilty. Stock futures higher on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 62 points. NASDAQ futures 103 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court rejects an appeal by a religious school.
The Florida High School wants to broadcast a prayer over the public address system before a state championship football game, and the State Athletic Association says no. Earlier Supreme Court rulings allow for spontaneous student-led prayer, but not over the PA system to the whole stadium. In rejecting this latest appeal, the justices leave in place the previous decision. The championship game in question was played at the Orange Bowl in Miami. Michael Harrington reporting.
The nonprofit organization planning America's 250th birthday celebrations has teamed up with the White House Historical Association to produce a special Christmas ornament. On Monday, America250.org unveiled the limited edition handcrafted ornament, which features the Declaration of Independence, a copy of which President Trump has hung on the wall of the Oval Office. Organizers say they view the celebration of America's founding as an opportunity to help unite a politically divided country. SRN News. An airline trade group says changes must be made in the event of another government shutdown.
The group representing major U.S. airlines is calling for permanently ending aviation disruptions during government shutdowns by ensuring air traffic controllers and other key workers get paid. Airlines for America will address a U.S. Senate Aviation Subcommittee Wednesday, reminding lawmakers that the 43-day government shutdown and government-imposed flight cuts disrupted 6 million passengers and 50,000 flights.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. What was once considered as a near certain cut in interest rates next month is now not so certain. Federal Reserve officials sharply disagree over the economy's health and whether stubborn inflation or weak hiring represents a bigger threat. Some policymakers have registered greater concern over inflation, echoing the affordability concerns that played a role in the election. SRNNews.com.